Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He loves us so much. And He has our back. He's watching our blind side. The only reason we survive is because the Lord watches over us. But He's given us time to not only come to Him, but also to win souls. And we're at the end of the days where He's about to return. So our time to be a blessing to people is very short. But the good thing is, at the last hour, the Lord recruited and deployed people. There were many Christians that weren't working, and they'll be deployed into His field to reap the harvest. And I pray that the Lord reaps every possible soul. See, reaping, winning souls is, it takes time, which we're very short on. So now I believe God to do quick works. And the Lord needs people that love Him to do this, people that He can put an anointing on. God, the anointing can't rest upon anybody. God could cause anybody to do His perfect will. But the anointing rests on people that has His character. They have character foundation. They have the love it takes to make all the adjustments necessary. And it takes time for that to normally form. But when you can cooperate with the Lord, it doesn't take long. When people can adapt to Him, it really doesn't take long. They learn to rely on Him and rely on His strength. And then it's legal and blessed for God to pour His anointing on you. You know, the anointing is, people are anointed at different measures. With King Saul, the prophet Samuel anointed him with a vial of oil. He got his instructions from the Lord to do this. But when it was time to anoint David, he anointed David with a horn of oil. You know, I thank God for good churches and good teachers. Pastor Jim, well, Little Jim, they call him, but he's bigger than me. He pointed that out, and I'll never forget that. David was a worshiper, so he was able to receive a greater anointing. He was a much wiser man than King Saul, and Saul knew this and tried to kill him. Saul was half-hearted, and I pointed this out in Sunday school, that half-hearted people are treacherous. You can't trust them. They have the ability to adapt to the ways of the world at various times when it seems advantageous to them. People that are wholehearted, they make wholehearted choices. And sometimes they're very wise, like David. David was wise in his work and in the way that he conducted himself. He wasn't perfect because he married some of the women that he married wasn't right. But in his work and in his devotion for God, he was very wise. And it's important to know God and to stick with Him. But when people are half-hearted, they usually become lukewarm, and God will spit them out of His mouth. Why? Because they have a devotion for God, but they also have a devotion for the world. And the enemy can pull their strings and cause them to do things that shouldn't be done. Now, it's very important that we know Him and love Him and walk in His way. God loves us. He's true to us. He helps us. He watches over us. He deserves our best. He does not deserve our worst. And we need to love Him and love His ways. And every time I pointed this out yesterday, when to a friend of mine. I said, the truth of God's word, it may be puzzling at first. You may not see the whole thing, but you do it because Jesus said it, or because it's the word of God. And then the moment will come when you'll say, oh, this is why he said that. Knowledge and understanding will come to you, and you'll say, oh, this is why the Lord did it that way. It works. So when you follow God and you understand his ways and his works, you learn the intricate reasons why he said do it this way and do it that way. Then the enemy comes with false interpretations of scripture to try to mess you up. And it takes a long time in most cases for people to get out of deception if they're not willing to learn. See, the more light you receive, the easier it is to detect deception. And God has to work around our levels of deception. And it limits how he gives us the anointing. In other words, if you don't break through the darkness, and we've talked about that all last week, if you don't break through the darkness, then the Lord is limited in how he can anoint you. You ever wonder why people, they don't fully walk in the word, they don't receive all the benefits that they could be receiving? You understand that if we get sick, we can get healed so easily. But sometimes we have lingering problems that won't leave. And people don't know why. But if more people would say, Lord, why is this problem lingering? Why haven't I overcome this? Or why do I keep having the same situation? People need to ask the Lord so he can point out the root cause. There is a reason for some things, and it takes the Lord to show it to you. And when he's revealing, you got to trust him and act on it. And sometimes God will tell you. Jesus says, seek and you will find. If you keep seeking, you will know. If you're too weak for him to tell you right now, or it'll be too puzzling for you, or you wouldn't be able to receive it, then I'll tell you what'll happen. The Lord will prepare you to hear what he has to say. Or he may even tell you, I don't know what he'll tell you. But you will get some kind of answer, and you'll just have to trust him from that point on. If it's something you really shouldn't know, he got a mouth, he can tell you. But if it's something that that you can change, I know he can show it to you. And you have to be receptive to the truth. And you have to war against the lies. If you're receptive to the truth, you can win in life. And you can go forward and not backwards. But if you do it the worldly way, see, many times people try to stay in a confine to please men. I won't do that. I decided a long time ago, I'm going to learn all that God will show me. I'm going to do the things that he give me to do. And I'm not going to limit myself to please people. And I came to a point and conclusion that I don't care what people think. As long as I obey God, I'm going to obey him. I'm going to do his perfect will, and I'm going to share his word with as many people as possible. And it's important that we follow him. It's very important. It's always wise to do God's word. And more light helps us see things in a greater way. I love to see the people of God. The reason I teach this way is because we're capable of so much more. Darkness will hold you back. It will hide the truth and keep you from growing. what we're capable of is so much more. It's time for us to notice. I've enjoyed some awesome encounters with the Lord. Things that I didn't know was possible are possible. Not to mention the visions and dreams. And he'll show me what's going on around me. And he never let anything sneak up on me. Whatever he's about to do, he always reveals it. And I thank God for all that he does. But when you get to a root problem, and then you have to persist to kill it. You have to receive what God said about it, and then you have to put the word in action to stop the problem. And what happens after that? You can receive more anointing. Now, some people, they're afraid of more. They're afraid that God will anoint them. They're afraid of ministry. God did not give you that fear. That fear is satanic. When you go to heaven, you're going to wish that you had done everything that I'm talking about now. You're going to wish you had done your best. You're going to wish you ran to his will. Because you'll look around and you'll see people missing that you really wanted to go to heaven. That may happen anyway, because everybody has a will. But with a greater anointing, you can break greater yokes. When you break people's yokes, they can see. The world binds people down, dumbs them down. The enemy has a network of situations to stop people from knowing God. At their will, they'll choose not to know him. Because he continually lies to you. He don't lie to you just to deceive you. Once you're deceived, he just keep lying to reinforce it. Because see, a lie has no foundation. You're not getting any reward out of his lies. Everything that you get from Satan is an illusion. If you ask him for money, he stole it. He just didn't hinder you from using your God-given abilities to get it. Sometimes when it's time for people to work, the enemy will come in order to make people lazy. He'll say, you really don't feel like working today. He tried to make you despise your work. But when God gives you peace and joy, it's an honor to do something for God. When people choose to be lazy, I don't like to be around lazy people. Because that spirit will start trying to challenge you. And I avoid on purpose lazy people. Because I don't want to have anything to do with being lazy. I have too much work to do. It's just like being around a lustful person. I don't hang with them either. Benny Hinn once said that you're not just known by who you hang with, but also who you avoid. And there are people I do avoid. Doesn't mean I pray with them or, I mean, it doesn't mean I don't pray for them. I do pray for them. Doesn't mean I don't love them. I do love them. But I don't run with them. Because I got a mission to accomplish. And I don't need to be slowed down with worldliness. Preacher, that sound mean. If you want to do a certain thing, you have to, some decisions you just got to make. The Word of God teaches this. The Proverbs teach you not to run with people that's doing wickedness. I'm running with the Holy Spirit and people that want to do something for God. And sometimes people that love God won't even associate with you. So, you know, it works all kind of ways. But nevertheless, when you follow God, follow him. Everybody don't want to be your friend. That's fine. You don't need that. You need God. God will always be your friend. He will always have time for you. you know, friendships, you have to be receptive, you know. A real friend will hear you out. When people don't want to be your friend, they don't have time to hear you out. Let them, that's all right. Deal with the people that have time to hear you out. And hear them out. There's a lot of things that could be, but it can't be, because people will not take time where they need to. Some people are on fire for the Lord. I love people that love God. And I see that they just love God. Those, I love to talk to people that way. Because it's healthy. You learn. But when you have friends that enjoy your company, you got something. Value your friendships. Value the people that want it, that got your back. And by all means, pray for them. Now, the Lord's return is soon. This means that when the Lord comes, he told me this week, he said when the rapture happens, when he comes back, there won't be a second chance. And he keeps telling me people are going to be thrust into eternity. Now, a fourth of the population is about to die in World War III, basically. In Ezekiel's War, chapter, you know, I think it's chapter 38 and 9. In Ezekiel's War, this is about to happen. The Lord showed me that the war visions of Henry Gruber are about to happen. I know that I was watching it a lot at that time. And when the Lord brought that to me, I said, maybe I've been thinking about this too, but I just went to sleep. I didn't want to think about that. But I studied these things because the Lord is trying to show us something. That very night, I had two dreams. One of them, I heard something at the back door. This house was made different than mine. I went to the back door, and this door had those mutton windows. It had six panels of glass windows on a curtain behind it. And I said, who's that? Who's at that door? And the time I said that, a rifle barrel poked through one of the glasses right at my midsection. And I wouldn't have had time to move out of the way of that bullet if he had just pulled the trigger. And then I immediately woke up. So I went and looked out of my back door, my windows. Not my back door, but I don't have windows on my back door. But I looked out of the windows, you know, trying to make sure nobody was in. Everything was all right in the yard. Everything was normal. I went and got back in the bed, and I prayed. As I got back in the bed, I said, Lord, what in the world was that about? He said, it's at the door. Now, at random, the Lord have told me that many people are going to be thrust into eternity. Thrust into eternity, in whatever condition they are in. And this is going to happen. This was April when I had the dream, and he said it was at the door. Now it's January of 2020. It was around April of last year when this happened, when I had the dream. In 4 more months, it'll be April again. Now, this means that we got a problem. We got a short time. The Lord has revealed what's going to happen, and we have to deal with it. Ezekiel told us way ahead of time. If you don't know who Henry Gruber is, go to YouTube and look him up. And you'll see the Russian invasion vision. He had three of them. Oh, he had three visions. But it's the same war. The nuclear subs bombed New York, Florida area and on the West Coast. And then he had another one where the soldiers came up. When that happens, I can see a quarter of the population dying. Now, it's important for us to receive what God is saying. We're capable, we're already capable of much more. But we have to take time and hear Him out, hear the Lord out. Be a friend to the Lord. Listen to Him. If people won't hear God out, don't be so surprised if they don't hear you out. But if you hear God out, He can show you what to do to help your people, to help people that He loves. Sometimes He'll use you to help others, but your prayers avail much for people that you know. And he can give you wisdom for people that you know. He can do anything, but He can't cross the line of somebody's will. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Receive more so we can see, receive more of His anointing. It's all about love. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.